This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Tuesday efforts assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a federal lockup cell reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. That's according to the New York Times. Epstein found hanged in his cell over the weekend. Former mayor of New York Rudy Giuliani is also a former prosecutor there, and he says that facility has clearly gone downhill in recent years.
I remember that facility as being one of the most secure facilities in America. Never had a problem with it because it was so well managed.
American rapper ASAP Rocky has been found guilty of assault following a street fight last June in Stockholm, Sweden. A Swedish court saying today that he doesn't have to do any more jail time there after serving a month in a Swedish detention center, but he has to pay the victim restitution. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Enver 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Enver 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
An Ohio teen accused of threatening federal agents online had reportedly been hoarding ammo for months. Prosecutors say 18-year-old Justin Olson took to social media to say he supported the recent mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso, as well as attacks on Planned Parenthood clinics. When Olson's home was raided yesterday, investigators say they found 15 rifles, 10 semi-automatic pistols, and about 10,000 rounds of ammunition. President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh yesterday. He was speaking about energy policy, but also talking about his chances of winning re-election.
Can you imagine if I got a fair press? I mean, we're leading without it. Can you imagine if these people treated me fairly? The election would be over. Have they ever called off an election before? Just said, look, just... let's go. Go on. Four more years.
Trump also complaining about trade imbalances with Japan and China. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
China's foreign ministry is warning the United States about speaking out against violent crackdowns on protests in Hong Kong. Riot police have been seen violently going after pro-democracy protesters. We told you about the Hong Kong airport finally reopening late yesterday following shutdowns because of clashes between police and demonstrators there. Here are some lawmakers, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have issued statements condemning what they describe as acts of violence by those police. China's accusing the U.S. of playing a role in the unrest, an accusation that Washington flatly denies. Some Apple laptops are no longer being allowed on planes. The FAA announcing the ban yesterday because they say the batteries can overheat and catch fire. It affects 15-inch MacBook Pro laptops. So between 2015 and 2017, Apple has already recalled the batteries, and four airlines implemented the ban a few days ago. A similar ban was in place in 2016 after batteries in Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 had phones explode. And the star of Chris Lee Knows Best is being indicted on tax evasion, a 12-count indictment against Todd Chrisley and his wife Julie, also includes charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit bank fraud. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop to hear what's that sound.
As a quick program reminder here, this portion of the show being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. You've heard me brag about them. Just go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the ad, the banner ad, and get back on the road to health. This is a terrific product. This is what we love to talk about and brag about those things. You know, whenever you experience something positive, you can't hold back. You know, you want to share all the good news with the people that you come in contact, and that's what we do here on the show. So I appreciate you participating. Check it out. Just hit the banner ad there at BillMartinezLive.com. It is an excellent, excellent product. I got to tell you, it's made a huge difference for me. On the anniversary of Michael Brown's death, the Ferguson leaders were given the blueprint for a better deal for Black America. Now, the reason that this stands in such stark contrast of what was going on, if you noticed, with the typical race-baiting type of opportunity, in the words of Rahm Emanuel, you just can't let a good crisis go to waste. And even when you have a crisis anniversary, you revisit it, because what some have been able to do, sadly and disgustingly, is to fundraise off of it. And to just keep the fires of discontent burning all the hotter. But thank God for Project 21 and their National Advisory Council. And Chris Arps joins us now. He's a member of said council. You know, they want to be problem solvers. They want to be constructive and not destructive. And so the team gets together and say, okay, in light of, in light of what happened here, what can we do? What did we learn from this? And going forward, what's a good offering and a better consideration and a solution to what has happened not only there in Ferguson, but in other cities across the country? Chris, welcome to the show. Did I say that okay?
You did, Bill. And before we start, Bill, I'm going to have to ask you to not to call me Fredo.
Oh. Boy, has that gotten blown out of? In fact, I mean, even Don Jr. said, "Look at that. That's not. It's a reference to the dumb brother." And then, you know, as things would work out, and you got to love this guy. I mean, Chris Cuomo is all kinds of fun. Because he's such a character, is that he is recorded on tape referring to himself as Fredo. And so now all of a sudden there's an exception and he wants to throw somebody down the stairs. I mean, wow, it's a borderline assault here. You know, calm down, Chris.
Liberal hypocrisy. Are we really shocked, Bill?
Yeah, no. Well, you see, this is as scary and disturbing as it is on one hand, Chris. It's quite revealing of where we are right now. If you took a snapshot of this culture and 20 years forward, you say, hey, this is where we were, you know, people are going, no, that's a joke.
Yeah.
You know. And hopefully we can say that 20 years from now is that it is a joke. I think that, you know, as my father would say, sometimes it's just a phase that the culture has to go through, and this too shall pass. But boy, I'll tell you, the sooner the better as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. You know, Bill, before we get into the blueprint, I just want to point out just how ironic it is that Chris Cuomo, who is a privileged white man who comes from a prominent political family, is claiming victimhood and victim of a
it's rich. It's totally rich.
To America.
Well, you see, what he's got to do is he's got to counter, you know, Kirsten Gillibrand's narrative of white privilege. You know, and everybody is now, I don't know, apologizing for white privilege, whatever that is.
Yeah, exactly. No, but last Friday, as you alluded to, was the fifth anniversary of the Michael Brown shooting. And so we wanted to hold our event on Thursday because we knew all of the media coverage was going to be on the fifth anniversary. And so we wanted to do a positive event at the Ferguson City Council with Mayor James Knowles, and we had half of the city council showed up for the event. We had two women, a white woman and a black woman, and a black city council member came for our press event. And what we wanted to highlight was something positive, you know, to try to help Ferguson heal. The following day on Friday, Michael Brown Sr. held a press conference at the St. Louis County Justice Center. And he was calling for a reopening of the investigation, even though the grand jury investigated and the Obama Justice Department investigated and found no basis for charging Darren Wilson. We wanted to just show something proactive and present the blueprint to the city of Ferguson. They accepted it wholeheartedly, and they said they will try to work some of the tenets that we talked about in the blueprint into their governing philosophy.
You know, we hear so much about Michael Brown, and certainly for any family to lose a son, you know, your heart of compassion goes out to them. But what about Darren Wilson? I mean, here's a guy who just wanted to be a police officer. I mean, his life was turned upside down because of the events. And to me, that's really a sad commentary on our culture that you would have anybody, Darren Wilson or anyone, who just wants to live life and exercise their giftings and talents. And, you know, and when you read the reports, and they were extensive over this whole deal, you have this sense. My takeaway on this, Chris, if it's fair, is that Darren Wilson was a victim himself, was he not?
Yeah, I think that is fair to say. And one of our local liberal newspapers here, one of our weekly, did a story on the police officer who is, no, he's not a police officer anymore. He's head of the local police union. Mm-hmm. And he tweeted out on the fifth anniversary day a tweet of Darren Wilson as a police officer saying, "Happy Alive Day to you."
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe the controversy that that stirred up among the Black Lives Matter social justice warrior crowd, among the white liberal crowd, who felt that that tweet saying happy Alive Day to Darren Wilson was disrespectful and was racist, too. So,
well,
you know,
look what happened, though. I mean, here, Michael Brown reaches in to his police car, grabs Wilson's gun, fires a round inside of the car, and but for the grace of God, Wilson right there, it would have been him dead.
Yeah. There are people that really don't even know, to this day, don't really even know those facts. They are still believing in the hands up, don't shoot myth. And those that do believe that there was a struggle and Michael Brown was in some fault for his death are believing that the police officer should have called for backup before he confronted Michael Brown. And two, they are saying that why didn't an officer shoot to wound Michael Brown instead of killing him? So, you know, there's certain people, you know, the professional civil rights groups are never going to let this go because it's good for their brand. And then there's other people that can't let it go because they're activists and just want to hold on to that lie that the police and society as a whole is still racist like it was in the 1960s and prior.
Well, fortunately, and the way I look at it, Chris, and you know better, is that the majority of people want healing. They want to move past this. But you have those that are rewarded for this kind of contention, and they want to keep the embers of discontent burning so they can continue to raise money and to race bait the community. Our conversation with Chris Arps will continue. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
You know,
I think Joe Biden had it kind of right when he said truth over facts. He really has become the Yogi Bear of politics, has he not? I mean, with some of the sayings. I mean, call them gas, call them what you want. But it's fun. But, you know, outside of that, he has an idea that truth is most important. And that's, you know, the situation when we talk about Ferguson, talk about these other instances that have occurred across our country. You know, are we going to deal in truth? Are we going to deal in facts? Or are we going to deal with, you know, the emotions and try to hold on to something? I mean, you can't even imagine what Mr. Wilson is going through. You know, his son is dead and the heartbreak of all that. And he has a choice to not forgive and not to see the truth of what happened. After all, there's been a lot of money, and you got to know. I mean, all this investigation took place, Chris, you know, during the Obama administration. And President Obama, if anything was driving him, it was this sense to try to even out the playing field, to find justice for Black America. And so I don't think that his Justice Department scrimped and cut corners or anything. They really did, you know, a thorough job in trying to understand it. So now here's the facts, here's the report, and you have the choice to forgive and heal or to hold on. And here, you know, these people, and I say these people, you know, the family members and that, including the dad and the mom, you know, that's a tough deal because you're carrying, you know, you got 5 years of dragging this anchor of unforgiveness around. And what are we doing? I mean, are you a better person as a result of this horrific incident that occurred? And yes, your son is gone. And, like, that's for them to deal with, and my prayer for them is that they would be healed. I mean, you know, here it is by example. You know, Chris, we had interviewed a pastor, after the shooting that took place in South Carolina at that church, at the AME church, and his wife was one of the victims of that. And the theme of the individuals or the families, by and large, predominantly, I'd say about 90%, was this instantaneous response to forgive the shooter, which was amazing. And I thought, wow, what an example to the rest of this country. And I have to believe, and in fact, even talking to the husband, you know, the sense of peace that this man has with him, within his heart and his spirit, because he chose forgiveness, and the healing that has taken place in that community, a big contrast as opposed to what happened in Ferguson.
Yeah, as Christians, you know, we are called to forgive. Jesus forgave us our sins, and so we're called to forgive, no matter how hard it is to do that. You know, it's also a biblical proverb that says that bitterness rots the bone.
Yes.
I mean, not only does it hurt you mentally and emotionally, but it also causes physical effects if you hold bitterness inside you like that. So I'm glad that those people are able to have a sense of peace, and I hope that Michael Brown Michael Brown's mother, I hope that they can find some closure and peace with that.
And of course, you know, in a sense, by comparison, and with all due respect, you know, Michael Brown was not her son, but yet in a sense he was. I mean, he's a citizen. He is a fellow citizen and a fellow humanoid going through this journey of life. But there's no question, you know, unless you are in those zapatos and you're in their shoes, you know, there's a bit of distance there, and we're not going to feel the brokenness of heart that his parents have gone through. And as you say, all we can do is pray that God, in his miraculous way, would reach down and heal that family. You know, only God can do this. You know, you and I can talk about it, but it's just really has to be God's hand upon their lives to heal them. And that's what we want, you know, for them, for the pain that they've been enduring for the last 5 years. I mean, do they have to continue to do this, you know, 20 years down the road? But as you said, you know, God's solution is very clear cut. Says, look at, you know, if you forgive, then you will be forgiven. And boy, and no matter, as you said, you know, you said no matter the situation, and this is tough. So you feel for what the family has had to endure. And I agree with you that we pray that they would be relieved of that anchor of discontent. And, you know, human destruction is taking place. It's rotting them from the inside out. And I feel for them and the potential consequence, like what happened in South Carolina. You know, they have blessed America because of the level of forgiveness in the face of, you know, there they are. I mean, they're in a Bible study and they're praying for, you know, they're praying together. They're just praying and reading God's word. And after that's done, you know, they're murdered.
Wow. You know, one of the key areas for the blueprint for a better Black America is we're promoting K-12 educational choice.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other tenets is also strengthening the African-American family. Michael Brown came from a broken family. He didn't live with his mother or father. They didn't live together. He was raised by his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And he attended a local school district here that was taken over by the state and lost its accreditation. And, you know, some of the things that that is said now is that education is the 21st century civil right.
Mm.
That children and citizens are owed an education, a good education, so they can follow their natural passions and follow their dreams and achieve the American dream of this country. And, you know, some of the recommendations that we have for educational reform is, of course, is vouchers. But there's also a unique idea that we have. You know, when you do your income taxes at the end of the year and there's that checkoff box form to give a dollar or so to presidential
right.
candidates?
Hmm.
Well, that has dropped off significantly. In 1980, I think 30% of people were giving to that. Now it's down to 6% because, you know, most candidates now self-fund.
Exactly.
They've
got PACs and all that. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. So,
right.
So we're advocating using that check off, that box money for education.
That's a great
idea.
Provide
vouchers and scholarships for low income neighborhoods to try to improve education.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's just one of the kind of the many innovative ideas that's in the blueprint.
Well, the system has to be held accountable. There's no question. I think people across the board will agree that education is critical. And when you consider all the money that's been invested in the system right now, and it's failing the kids to the degree that it is, that's a disaster. And Donald Trump's been pointing this out, but God forbid, you know, people's feelings are going to get hurt. But, you know, hey, your feelings are hurt, but meanwhile, you know, what about all these kids that are being, that have gone through the system and, did not get their money's worth? I mean, you know, as taxpayers, is there not some fiduciary responsibility by these institutions?
Well, you know, the St. Louis City Public Schools has been taken over by the state. It's been ran by the state probably the last 10 or 12 years. They're slowly fighting to get their accreditation back. The city of St. Louis spends $12,000 to $13,000 per student a year. And the school district is unaccredited, and when we're graduating kids who can barely read their own diplomas. You know, I think it's a no-brainer that if you see something that's not working, you try something different.
Exactly.
And I hate the argument where people try to say, well, these are the public school dollars, tax money. You're taking money out of public school. No, this is the taxpayer's dollars.
Exactly.
To
educate our kids.
Exactly.
Exactly. Chris, I really appreciate all the great work that you guys have done at Project 21 in presenting this blueprint for a better deal for Black America. It is very thoughtful. It is, well, I'll tell you, I mean, there's a lot of insight into this. Where can people go and get more information?
Project 21 is located at nationalcenter.org.
There it is. Chris Arps, a member of Project 21 National Advisory Council, managing partner with the digital media and political consulting firm NLB Enterprise LLC. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Could the U.S. economy be seeing a recession soon? It appears many investors believe it's possible. Stocks have been falling today on Wall Street. There's concern about the bond market putting out what's seen as a strong sign that a recession is coming. Asian stocks rallied today after the president decided he was going to delay new tariffs on imports from China, but National Foreign Trade Council President Rufus Sucera says he doesn't think it's going to get the U.S. any closer to a deal with China.
They sit back and let Trump negotiate with himself for a period of time. You know, both sides are still very dug in on their positions.
The New York Times is reporting former Colorado governor and Democratic presidential hopeful John Hickenlooper is considering dropping out of the presidential race soon to run for U.S. Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's...
Bill Martinez, live!
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Always great to have you along with us. By the way, I've been mentioning to you that we are going to have a special promotion that will be on our website any day now regarding the release of the new movie. The release of the Blueprint, DVD, say Blueprint, Blu-ray version of Unplanned. And our goal, like we did with the Gosnell movie, is, we're going to go to different churches, across the country and take the movie and also make it available. We've worked out a very exciting discounted price, but also that you can go to the website and purchase it direct at BillMartinezLive.com. And, a portion of the money is going to be directed toward these operations, these facilities that care about babies and care about life, that are supporting life, whether a mother would choose adoption or a mother would choose in so many cases, sadly, single mothers would choose to raise the child, then we're going to come alongside and help her. And this is all being brought to you by the people who have put the movie together, the organization. Carrie and Chuck have just been such a blessing on this. And, so the movie will be coming out, as I said, Unplanned on DVD. I believe officially it comes out next week. I might be off on that. But anyway, It's going to be available. They've already had pre-orders of almost 500,000 already. This is even before it's been released. So this is one of those types of things, as we talked about before, that, you know, first of all, people of faith need to get in front of this movie. And sadly, the penetration at churches and, you know, people of faith has been, you know, kind of like the Gosnell movie. And it's been a bit shocking. And maybe part of the reason is because people of faith have been associated and been involved with an abortion. And they're still dealing with the, you know, the aspect of forgiveness and you know, trying, you know, and it's very, again, how painful it must be. And as I've shared with you on many occasions, you know, in talking with mothers who have experienced abortion, women who have experienced abortion, I mean, they tell me, you know, my child would have been this age. It would have been 7, would have been 13. We got a movie coming up, I think September, October. And one of the writers and director of the movie, we talked back in March in Anaheim. And as we're talking about the movie Roe v. Wade that he had produced, and as I say, it's coming out shortly, you know, he admitted to me, he goes, yeah, my child would have been 23. And as he's saying that, you know, tears are rolling down his face. So this is the reality and the consequence of Roe v. Wade. And I know that there are people that continue to resist and say, look at, you know, you're taking away our right, our reproductive right. Well, it's not so much that people are taking it away as much as people are realizing the lie behind Roe v. Wade. And they're saying, you know, I can't live this lie anymore. It is not some inconsequential piece of flesh. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's a human being that's being basically executed. And if it was so non-essential and inconsequential, why is it that, you know, the would-be mother is carrying the pain and anguish of this abortion all this time with them? So the movie Unplanned really brings to bear the truth of what abortion is all about. It is Abby Johnson's story. And, of course, Abby, you know, has been interviewed many times with us here on Bill Martinez Live. We're going to be talking about a new poll that has found that Americans between the ages of 18 and 34 are becoming less and less enamored with the LGBT lifestyle each year. Now, the Vice President of Operations with the American Family Association, Walker Wildman, is with us. Walker, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Glad to be on your show today. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this because, you know, a lot of people think because there's such a vocal group of LGBTQ supporters on this they're thinking that, hey, look at, you know, what is happening, you know, to our culture. But this is a bit of good news that 18 to 34 year olds are seeing the truth of this lifestyle and going, wait a minute, this is not all that it cracks up to be, right?
Yeah, we're actually seeing the truth come to light here. You know, for the past decade or so, or maybe even a little longer than that, pop culture has been pushing the homosexuality lifestyle as normal, as the status quo, as really the way to go. And now, you know, teenagers, young people are actually starting to see the devastating effects of homosexuality and even transgenderism. Mm-hmm. So this is good news. You know, I really think that the liberal left has overplayed their hand in this arena, and they've pushed homosexuality as normal so much that people are really kind of fed up with it. And this is not just Christians who are fed up with this being pushed on us, but really it's people of all walks of life who are looking at this lifestyle and saying, you know, really, that's probably not the best way to go.
Well, it's been more than pushed. I mean, it's been rather compelling and weaponized, is that if you don't agree, then you're this awful person, you're this homophobe, you're this, you know. But again, this is another one of those lies in the culture that has been perpetrated. And sadly, you know, I've said before, Joe Walker, that sometimes people have to, you know, go up and top of the roof and test the law of gravity to realize, no, I mean, it's still there. And, Boy, that's going to bruise for a while. But, you know, and this is what's happened, is people have challenged, and especially even people of faith, that read the Bible and say, okay, God says he created them man and woman. And then you get this contemporary thought to say, you know, just like the devil in the Garden of Eden, did God really say? Was there some kind of loose definition? You know, after all, it was written thousands of years ago, so maybe we lost something in translation. And so in the practical application of this theory, it comes out and, the results of it is you've got teenage suicide, you know, going through the roof. You've got people who are transgenders that are having issue. In fact, I was watching a video the other day where there's this this gal, if I'm saying that appropriately and using the correct pronoun, or maybe I'm not supposed to use a pronoun. I'm so confused anymore on this woke culture. But what happened is she's all upset because guys don't want to date her because she has male genitalia. And but up top she looks like a female, and she's really resentful.
She's a biological male then. So
yes, yeah. But sees herself as a woman, and she's really upset with the guys because the guys don't want to date her, and they're repulsed when they find out that and of course we're in trouble because we say, well, that's not normal. Right.
Yeah. Well, now the guys don't want to date him. They don't want to date someone of the same biological sex. So, you know, the thing here is the left constantly accuses, and even unbelievers accuse Christians of, you know, forcing their beliefs on them, on and on and on. But the reality is, and you know this just as well as I do, is that somebody's belief system is going to win out.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's values are going to be imposed on somebody else, and that's the reality of life. Our argument here is that natural law, biblical values need to win out. Why? Not because it's just what we believe in, because that's the best for mankind. Mm-hmm. Man-woman relationships within the man-woman sexual relationships within the confines of marriage is the best way to go. That's proven statistically from a non-partisan standpoint, and it's proven from the Bible.
Well, I like what one guy said the other day when we were in a meeting. He told his kids, he said, if I was a homosexual, you wouldn't be here.
Yep. that's the cold, hard reality, and I'm glad you bring that up, because most talk show hosts will not talk that frank about this issue, but you're exactly right. If everybody went with the homosexual sexual deviancy agenda and lifestyle, then there would be no more Earth. There would be no mankind left.
Yeah.
So there's something important about...
Right. Well, we've got to go to break, Walker. Let's pick it up on the other side of the break. Maybe the good news is there wouldn't be any more abortions, too. 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you occasionally stressed? Feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811.
That's 800-978-4811.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
You know, it really is the best news ever, if you can apprehend it, ladies and gentlemen. And as we were talking with Walker Wildman just a moment ago, you know, yes, we understand not everybody, especially in this postmodern world in which we live in, we understand there are people of faith who embrace the principles and the values of what God said and which are contained in His Word. In fact, he warns us back in Genesis, and it was a conversation that he had with Cain at the time, and he broke it down very simply. He said, look, if you do right, will it not go well for you? But it also came with a warning, because the next verse talks about the temptation and the forces that are antithetical to the optimum. And that's the reality of where we live, and you know, even through the millennia, we continue to live with that dynamic tension between good and evil. But what happens right now is we live in a culture that wants to say evil is good and good is evil. I mean, and it's no surprise, because for those of you who have read the Bible, you know, God said this was going to happen. So it's no big surprise, all right, that we find ourselves in this situation. And again, for people who have ears to hear, we can be encouraged, and I share that with you for what it's worth, because that is still in play, just as much as gravity is still in play. As I say, you know, you get people that say, well, you know, I'm not so sure, so they go and they test gravity, get on top of the roof, fall off, and they go, oh, well, I guess it still is in play, and that hurt. So we don't want to do that again. So some of these things we have to learn the hard way, and just like gravity, they're that obvious. And as we're talking with Walker, is that we want to resist the natural law, which is pretty obvious, isn't it, Walker?
Yeah, the natural law is very, very obvious. It's been in place since the beginning of mankind, you know, over you know, 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, since God created the heavens and the earth. So natural law always wins out. You know, people can try to defy it here and there and try to create their own reality. But at the end of the day, God's natural law will always win out. And that's what we're seeing here with this survey. Mm-hmm. God's natural law is winning out with young adults, where they're looking at the homosexuality and the same-sex relationships and sexual activity, which is very, very dark and disgusting. They're mm-hmm. looking at that and they're going, you know, that's not the best way to live. That's not how I want to do this. And mm-hmm. and they're making logical conclusions here, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, if you want to have children, the LGBTQ lifestyle doesn't necessarily work for you, does it? Or you sit there and say, oh, so then now you get these alternatives. Well, we can adopt, all right? And then what about those families that are raised by parents of the same sex? I mean, the evidence is coming out, the empirical evidence is coming out. No surprise. I mean, people of faith, others, you know, of reason have said, nah, this isn't a good deal. You know, we're fighting nature. This is these natural forces that we're coming against. This, you know, and understanding, you know, they know enough that we reap what we sow. I mean, you know, if you plant fruit, you get fruit. You know, you plant something else, and you know, you get what you give. You know, kind of deal.
Yeah.
So there is that causal relationship, and we have, you know, progressives that just say, "Hey, man, you're not hip. You know, wait a minute. I'm not stupid either. But you want me to be stupid, right?"
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill, this sexual deviancy agenda has done more harm to our family structure in America than any other social cultural agenda, because here's what it's done. Not only do you have, you know, homosexual relationships that are extremely unhealthy, they lead to depression, as you mentioned, suicide, but you also have, as you mentioned, now we have homosexual adoption, where two women or two men are adopting children. And these children do not have the nurture and care and protection that come from a mother and a father.
Exactly.
And the vast majority of secular research proves that same-sex adoption is a bad idea. It's horrible for the children. And so, you know, the damage that's been done from the homosexual agenda is devastating.
Well, I've maintained just in a normal situation where you have a mother and a father, and then by divorce, and the mother or the father exit stage left and don't participate in the child's life, it's much to that child's detriment, because that child is made up by the mother and father. I mean, I see it in the dynamic in our family. Not that, you know, there's not an immediate divorce here, but there are certain aspects of each child whose contribution comes from their mom. And, you know, and that's the stuff that drives me nuts sometimes, because I don't understand it. You know, what is it doing? And she goes, oh, well, you know, I don't know why that's a big problem for you. Because this is part of her understanding and wiring that is consistent with our child's wiring, and it's easy for her to handle. And conversely, there are things the child does that is of me, that without me saying, hey, that's okay, it's just, you know, hey, I'm that way or whatever, and you just feel like otherwise the child thinks maybe they're abnormal, because there's no balance in understanding certain behaviors and certain characteristics, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah. No, divorce amongst heterosexual couples is equally as devastating to children. I mean, the instability brought there is equally as devastating. That's why man-woman marriage throughout the entirety of life is the ideal scenario. But this situation, you know, with children having to live under homosexual parents is horrible. And here's why. There is something uniquely, naturally, scientifically special about a mommy and a daddy at home. Because
right.
we all know, as much as culture wants to say that men and women are the same, they're no different, women can do men things, men can do women things, we all know that reality does not say that. Look, when my son gets scared, he calls for daddy.
Yes.
When my son gets scared, he calls for daddy. When he can't fix something, he calls for daddy.
Mm-hmm.
When he needs nurture, love, and care, when he's upset, he calls for mommy.
Mm-hmm.
So, or when he gets a scar on his knee, he calls for mommy. So there's different characteristic traits that men and women differentiate on, and those are, and men and women are equally valued in God's eyes, but we just serve different purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, different cars and trucks serve different purposes. Men and women serve different purposes, and all children need a mom and a dad.
And they complete one another. And that's how God designed
yes.
us, is that there is this circle, I mean, say circle of love and completion that takes place when you have the organic family together. And what do you want? I mean, you don't bring a child into the world and say, okay, I want to make it as difficult on this child as possible. We're going to make it harder for them to participate in school, graduate, go out and be successful. We're going to, you know, have them limp along and hopefully by chance they might be successful adults. I mean, who brings a child into the world with that kind of, you know, that kind of pessimism?
Yeah, no, well, you shouldn't. And, you know, what's interesting here is we run our businesses, we run our churches, we run everything, you know, and we try to set everything up for success. You know, we try to do what works, so to speak.
Exactly.
But with this parenting issue, everybody is just covering their eyes to the reality of what's the best scenario for children to succeed. Mm-hmm. The best scenario is a mother and dad at home for the entirety of the child's life. So, culture is turning a blind eye to that reality. But like you're saying, Bill, we just have to continue to speak the truth in hopes that people are listening and people will hear us.
Well, the truth is coming back at us, like it or not, according to this new poll, as you say, found that Americans between the ages of 18 and 34 are becoming less and less enamored with the LGBTQ lifestyle each year. So it is moving, for the LGBTQ proponents, it's moving in the wrong direction. And this is by experience. This is the experiential narrative. What are these kids saying, Walker? What kind of words are they using when they give us indication they're less enamored with it?
Well, you know, the poll doesn't get into, you know, one-by-one results, answers, you know, that people are giving. But the general sentiment is that there's two sentiments that are the result of this poll or that led to this poll result. And that is, the first sentiment is that these teenagers are being overloaded with the homosexual agenda, mm-hmm. if that's what you want to call it. They're being overloaded with it so much. It's like going to an all-you-can-eat buffet and eating too much.
Right.
They've eaten too much. They're tired of it. Then the second aspect is what we've talked about here is natural law. They're looking at the lifestyle, at homosexual behavior, and they're looking at it and going, that's just not natural. That's
right.
Just not right. And so those two aspects are really is what is driving this poll.
Are they seeing this narrative as a lie, Walker? Is that starting to come out?
Well, I don't know if I want to give them that much credit. I will say they're probably starting to question the mm-hmm. homosexuality and whether it's a good thing or not, like the culture has been pushing.
Mm-hmm.
They're really starting to question whether that's good behavior or not.
Right.
But, you know, maybe some of them are leading to are hopefully opening their eyes to the whole lie here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is one step in the right direction, and maybe. The more we keep talking about this, the more people will realize it's a flat-out lie.
Exactly. Well, the reason I say that is because I see this as a similar process to what's happened with abortion in America. You know, they first were told the good housekeeping seal of approval by the Supreme Court was placed upon it, so it was okay, and here it is. And then experientially, people have gone through and said, no, this is not right. This doesn't work. And so they realize that, wait a minute, our government lied to us. And so, maybe it's the same process where these young people are finding out. They're going, wait a minute, you know, I want to have kids. I see myself being in a, what we would refer to as a normal family, a normal relationship, with the odds working in our favor for our family and our kids. And so they're seeing it for what it is. Walker Wildman has been our guest, Vice President of Operations with the American Family Association. Walker, thank you for being with us.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today.